Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Welcome to another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk, closing out week 7. Despite them officiating errors, Tennessee pulls out another one. We're going to talk about Tennessee defense, D. Williams. Hello. We're going to talk about offensive woes, how we have 6-year players making first-year mistakes. We're going to ask ourselves, can we beat Alabama?
I know the answer.
We're going to break that down and make our SEC picks of the week. It's a pretty easy slate. It's all cleared out for the third week in October. Get in here with us.
Third Saturday. Third week.
Love how we started off with the Duke giving me crap. Speaking of, you got the Duke, you got Bird, you got Tennessee Fan Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Week 7, you had 4 of the 6 picked correctly. One of them, we understand why. You're always, you know, if it's going to be a challenging decision to make on Tennessee, you're going to go for the opponent just to make yourself.
Always.
Just to make
I take that loss proudly.
And I think you're, what was your other one? You missed.
I lost the South Carolina Florida game, right?
That's what it was. Yeah.
Because Shane Beamer's a fraud.
Sunbelt Billy wins another.
And I think they had an opportunity to hire them over Shane Beamer.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm breaking it down in the East there. Georgia still undefeated. Florida and Mizzou tied up in the conference. They just have one more win because they have yet to have their bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that,
I was watching the SEC, you know, scoreboard show at the end or whatever, and I'm not a big fan of the card. What?
Football final.
Yeah. And all they were talking about was when the Kentucky lost and how they were planning on being the second best team in the East this year. And then Dakari Noka or whatever that bum's name is.
Yeah.
Now you got to look at Missouri and you got to look at Florida. Not one time did he say Tennessee. Not one time.
He's a hater.
Is he?
He's a hater.
Well, like I said, it just caught me off guard because I'm like, well, we're technically right. I mean, are we not second in the East right now? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the standings
looking
are.
At East standings.
I mean, everybody's 2-1 looks like to me, except for like Kentucky.
Florida's 3-1 conference.
3-1.
And then Mizzou's 2-1, Tennessee 2-1. Kentucky
I think
fell to
we're
2-2.
The only team in the East besides Georgia. Who if I mean it well, I mean it's so we have to play each other. So if Georgia or us wins out, we win the East.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We're the only two teams that have that option.
Yeah, yes. So we again this year control our destiny.
That's never good.
It's nice with the hands of Joe Milton.
Yeah, but that Dakari Noka guy, he's a bum.
You know, as much as we pick on CBS and your boy
Gary Danielson,
your boy who you know, of course, last week all over Tennessee X.
He's no worse than Lee Corso.
No, but he's on there going, well, Neyland's just like every other SEC stadium. No, it's not.
Yeah, we still piss in troughs.
Only on one side of the field.
Well, that's the side I'm on when I go.
The unrenovated side. A lot of people taking to social media talking about these officiating errors with the three, two of them just blatant pass interference.
I mean, it's just over the past, it's the whole season, every SEC game. We're the premier league in college football. We have the worst officiating.
Worst officiating.
And I'm not even talking about Tennessee. I'm just talking about
in,
as a
in
whole.
In general, correct. In, oh, yeah.
The oh, SEC yeah. has the worst officiating group.
Now, despite them missing three that I could find, you know, they missed two face masks and a hands in the face on that very last play where Haddon picked off that last throw. I think, was it Haddon got the second one there?
Yeah. I mean, he did. But it's truth be told, you could call a foul on every play for something.
Most certainly. Most certainly.
But, and they also probably need to tighten up a little bit because they know their job's coming to the end. AI will get them in 10 years. AI's going to get them in 10 years. There's going to be one guy
better
out there
better
to let everybody else in the crowd knows what's going on.
Turn that sensitivity down on that AI.
Yeah, they AI, this is going to be 100%. Like they're going to have 100% rate. Give them 10 years to get it figured out, and the refs will be one guy out there. It's going to hit the mic and say, "Oh, holding on number 10," and he's going to place the
ball. They could do that with AI. They could do it with Morgan Freeman's voice.
Well, I guess you could technically pick whoever you want. Oh,
yeah, anyone. Yeah. Stone Cold. Holding.
That's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
When was the last time we could say Tennessee's defense is winning games?
1998.
Do you really have to go back that far?
Yes.
Another shout out, Tennessee's defense winning this game. Them and D. Williams and
special teams. I'm getting impressed by the punter.
Special
I
teams.
Was wrong. I will say I was wrong.
I mean, dude, you pin that down. D. Williams pin that down at the half-yard line. And then defense did their thing. And then special teams, of course, with D. Williams with the pick six. Or I'm sorry, not with the return six.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Punt return. Is D. Williams making a case for a wide receiver position? I don't know why he's not. Maybe in practice they've tried it and he has handling
issues.
I'll
tell you what, Ramel Keaton's got butterfingers.
Dude, for a dude last year that was laying out for balls. Come on.
I mean, I get it. He doesn't know if he's going to break his fingers or if it's going to come in like a bowl full of jelly, real soft and easy. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't know. He's got to stay on his toes. But I will say one thing, talking about quarterbacks making – you know, first-year mistakes, and me being an idiot. We run the ball all the time, right? So all I got to do is hand it off. Can't Nico do that?
Oh, we segued right into the offensive woes part of this.
We talked about the show before we recorded. I know kind of what I'm doing.
And that was great. And then you'd go right into Milton mistakes.
Oh, you got to give credit where credit's due. This Gary Danielson guy, which I hate, like I said, it's Lee Corso's public enemy number one. T2 is Gary Danielson and Kirk Herbstreit. Yeah, T2. But what I'm saying, like, is Nico just that bad? Because
I don't know what
he's been a quarterback for 6 years. So let's be honest, he's not going to cut it.
I don't know what it is.
Speaking of not cutting,
I love hearing you say this because you've been saying give him a chance for.
I mean, I'm just like I said, if we're running the ball every time, can't Nico just hand the ball off? Is there something that you got to decide? The blitz is coming from the right. We need to run to the left, and vice versa. Nico can't do that but if Joe Milton can, you think he should
if there is a dumber quarterback knowledge. I'm not saying that Joe Milton's a dumb fella.
You shouldn't have said dumber.
You
got to call. You know, you got to call. I see it.
If if Nico is not as smart quarterback-wise as Milton, we're in trouble.
Well, I'm just, like I said, I mean, hell, you could hand the ball off, Bert.
That's right. Give me the
you're
snap.
Give
me the snap. I mean, I'm looking at
and wearing the damn shotgun. I mean, you're fine. But speaking of people that's played in the league for a long time, I don't know the guy's name, but there's some dude that plays for Miami. He's on his 8th season. He's going to be a heart doctor when he graduates. I don't even know how that works. I don't know how it works. I was watching the North Carolina-Miami game, fell asleep watching it. And I was like, yeah, some dude's on his 8th year of eligibility. I'm like, what? How? He's going to start doing ACL repairs on the sideline. He's going to be the team doctor and the starting left tackle.
Put in my backup. Put in my backup. I got to go fix this broken.
He's like calling the trainer over. Bring my tape. I'm going to tape his. We're good. But anyway, I digress. But what I'm just saying is that even shows me that either Nico's really bad, because we know Joe Milton's really bad.
Yes.
Or we just giving him the benefit of the doubt because he's got some fresh, clean teeth. He got new teeth, by the way. He don't even wear a mouthpiece. I noticed that.
No, he doesn't.
Good for him.
Offensive woes. We do our normal 21st downs, right? 232 yards of rushing, which is fantastic. 100 yards of passing. Bringing in Josh Heupel and all the places he's been and what he's known for, can you imagine how he feels having a quarterback that went 11 for 22 and 100 yards?
He knows there's something wrong, but at the end of the day, he won the ball game, so he doesn't really care. But the rubber is going to meet the road eventually. We're like, even though, yeah, A&M's got a really good run defense, Alabama's just going to load the box up and say, beat me throwing.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, we can't. Surprise.
Something that you don't see often, our possession time was right in line with that of our opponents with A&M. Another thing we don't like, we say it every week, Duke, third down conversions. 7 of 15.
You can't throw the ball.
7 of 15, 0 for 2 for fourth down conversions.
I mean, it just reminds me of Philip Fulmer. It's 3rd and 12. What are we going to do? Run the ball up the middle.
Run the ball. Or throw it out to the flat.
Bubble screen. I tell you, it's 98 all over again, except we're not going to win.
Red zone, 3 for 5.
That's not normal.
Absolutely insane. Do you know what Joe Milton's longest pass was?
You talk about in the air, you're talking about at the end after the yards running. He had more rushing yards than passing yards, probably. I know he didn't, but it just seemed like it.
He had, 50 yards. He had lost 16 due to sacks and whatnot, so his net was 34, but he ran the ball 50.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Milton's longest pass was
23 yards.
17 yards.
Well, he would have had a touchdown pass if Mel Keaton
17 yards. Listeners, seriously, Vols are in last in the SEC in explosive pass plays. Can you believe this?
On the receivers, too. I mean, I'm not saying all of it because I know it ain't all of it, but we don't have, since Brew McCoy got hurt, rest in peace, and then we don't have Cedric Tillman, which we didn't really have him, but you know,
right.
We just don't, I don't think our receiving core is nowhere near as good as last year. Our quarterback is definitely nowhere near as good as last year. And not Joe Milton. I think that Heupel's offense, if you don't have a quarterback, you ain't got nothing. And then we're probably going to lose Banks. He'll probably take a head coaching job somewhere else this year. Then our defense is going to stink next year.
Well, for a team that's done better in tackles, being Tennessee, we only had 2 sacks, 5 total tackles for loss, 22 yards.
That's fine. We were back there in his kitchen every play.
Now his hurries. Now only 2 sacks, but he had 14 hurries and 9 knockdowns. You know,
he had a little Brett Favre in him. That guy did.
Your boy Max.
He had a little Brett Favre, except he, you know, it was such a weird thing. He'd get the ball. He looked like the most unathletic person out there, but he would get the ball off, and it'd be somewhere in the general vicinity.
Falling down, and it's into the first row of the stands.
And he's left-handed just like me, so I feel his pain. I mean, he's like just flopping around out there and the ball through the ball. And, oh, it's pretty close to where it's supposed to go.
Oh, something we cannot do next week, which I know I need to bring this up in the Can We Beat Alabama segment here, but 115 yards in penalties.
Some of that goes back to the referees, in my book, and I'm not being a homer.
This cannot happen next week. Alabama will do it themselves because they had just as much against Arkansas. But we can't do that. If we want to win, we can't do that next week. We have to be.
Is Jimbo Fisher on the hot seat?
Oh, man. That's something I was going to start with. I forgot all about it. I was going to say, guys, if you hear the carnival rolling in or circus music and animals going up and down, it's because the coaching carousel has started up and Jimbo's on it.
My man has lost 8 in a row on the road.
Yes.
That's wild.
Yes.
And Tennessee's on a 13-game winning streak at the house. Yes. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
So we've put it in there a few times. We've talked about this throughout the show a few times. Sixth-year player, first-year mistakes. Okay. I saw a comment of why I wanted to put this into the show. Saw a comment on X.
Degeneration. Suck it.
If we're going to have, this was a comment from someone, if we were going to have a sixth year playing like a first year, why not put in the first year?
I mean, I've already brought that question up.
You have said that.
Like I said, that just shows me that either Nico stinks really, really bad, which I can't speak to that, so I don't know. Or they feel a little, you know, Joe Milton has. Arguably gave his all for Tennessee.
I'm going to take this a step further. If we are calling plays based on a sixth-year playing like a first-year.
When he's out there. Well,
why? Why is he still there? Why are we dumbing down our offense for a player?
Because maybe, like I said, the only thing I can think of is we ain't got nobody else to risk it with. And right now we're technically... I mean, not technically. We are 5-1.
We've all seen, if you coach anything, if you're a little league volunteer coach, if you're a flag football coach, if you're a whatever, soccer coach, whatever the sport may be, enter your sport here. We've all seen the kids that practice well and don't handle game time. And then we've seen the kids that don't practice well but can handle the game.
What the kids would say these days, and all the people on the X would say, he ain't got that dog in him. That's what the kids say these days. He ain't got that dog in him.
I don't think I've ever heard the kids say that these days.
That's what the kids say. He ain't got that dog in him. He ain't got the pressure. He can't handle the pressure. It's like he would do really good in the spelling bee, and then he gets down in the final two and he misspelled a word because he can't handle the pressure of winning.
He's
afraid of winning. It's like afraid
of
dating a hot woman. You're afraid of it. You can't be afraid of it.
I have this sneaky suspicion that Milton is outperforming Nico at practice.
Are we talking about practice?
But we're talking about practice.
Are we talking about practice?
What else? What else would it be?
Quoting Allen Iverson. I don't know. It's like those guys like him are so afraid of failure that they fail.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love running into Michigan fans and they go, "Thank you. How's that sloppy second working for you?" Nah. Thanks for taking him.
And then all I have to say is, "Oh, you still live in Michigan." You're still from Michigan. It's cold 12. It's cold 11.
How in the world is Michigan ranked where they're ranked, given their schedule? How easy their schedule is.
I think Michigan's the best team in the nation. They have blown the doors off of everyone they've played. It's not even a question. Now they're going. Well, who they play? Michigan State this week.
Who do they play this week? Overton High School.
I mean, they're little brothers. What you'd ask them. But I mean, while we're talking about it, this is kind of no segue or nothing. But who would have thought that Texas A&M is so progressive to have all male cheerleaders? They're so progressive. They're ahead of the game. They've been doing that for 56, whatever, how many years? All male cheerleaders? I mean, Joe Biden needs to be down there and like shaking everybody's hand. Congratulations. They're a cult.
Oh.
If you ever watched any of those Yale leader things, they're a freaking cult. How bad would that have to, I'm sure the fraternities make the pledges go to that because they're not going to that crap.
So Alabama stays where they're at. Tennessee rises two
positions. Yep.
Missouri stays where they're at. LSU.
I'm shocked LSU did not jump us just because everybody's got a hard on for LSU. And their start, I mean, Brian Kelly thing.
They're 5-2, but they beat Auburn, who has yet to win a conference game.
Not enough hookers down there in Auburn, buddy.
Not enough hookers. We're going to talk more about a missing hooker when we talk about our next segment after the break. Can we beat Alabama?
I know the answer.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Welcome back, Tennessee fans. We've gone through a little bit of last week's game. Now to move forward, and the big question, can we beat Alabama? We are going to have two people that don't like to be around Tennessee, and that is SEC Nation and CBS, 2 weeks in a row.
SEC Nation, this will be the third time they've been to a Tennessee game this year. They must like it. They just hate the fan base. Everybody hates the fan base, and understandably so. I get it.
That's okay.
We're a bunch of D-bags. I get it.
That's okay.
I'm fine with being a D-bag. Like I said, I'm speaking about me in general.
The hardest thing about this game, and can we beat them, is we can't go back and look at historical data. We can't go back and look last year. What can we do better than last year? What can they do different better than last year? You have two teams with quarterback issues.
Well, whoa. I'm gonna regurgitate what all the talking heads are, because when we do this, I watch what everybody's talking about so I can have some sort of idea. And Mr. Milroe has learned how to throw it deep.
He has made some shots.
And
but their O-line, everyone is getting past their O-line. Arkansas is the worst team in the West. How was it that close of a game?
I mean, I feel bad for KJ Jefferson because he's a fantastic quarterback and he's played his whole
and
career.
And Saban gave shout out to him. He's like,
Nick Saban's a, Nick Saban, he's what, got two, 3 more years?
He said he couldn't get his.
I know, I saw.
Did you see that?
I mean, it just reminds me. When my papaw got to the end, he couldn't get things right either.
Gnat on a fly's ass.
I mean,
that was great. You know what I mean. No, do you?
Nick Saban is the only second coach in Alabama history to get over 200 wins behind Bear Bryant. I saw that.
He's got to put up 33 more wins to beat him. I don't know if he can do it.
He dies before that.
I don't know if he can do it.
He dies before that.
Yeah, he does not go down as Alabama's greatest coach. As far as wins.
Yeah, but the competition's much better now.
Oh, anyway.
But yeah, know what we're saying.
So, our defense has to be our defense. We got to get in there. We got to get after Milroe. We cannot let him burn us deep. I need to see 10 sacks.
Damn.
10 sacks.
I'm fine with 10 hurries.
I think they double that in hurries.
Well, I'm just saying, like, what Nick Saban's probably going to do is going to do the freaking Derrick Henry move and load the box up. We're going to stop the run at all costs, beat us throwing, and we know for a fact that if that's the case, Joe Milton might throw 4 picks.
Mm-hmm.
Break a couple hands along the way, maybe a face mask or two.
Throwing into an Alabama secondary.
Which is...
And the rookie.
Well, the good thing is they don't have a lot of tape on him passing this year. They can't do it.
The rookie mistake he made of
throwing a double coverage.
That safety eyed him down the whole time. Was like, you're not going to throw it over the middle. You're okay. Well, I'll just take it.
He's like, Joe Milton's like, maybe he doesn't see me looking at him while he looks at me. That's like he's thinking, I'm looking right at it, but maybe
surely he didn't think I'm actually going to throw it.
He's looking at me, so maybe if I throw it hard enough, he won't be able to catch it.
He said, "Let's play chicken."
Well, he lost in the staring contest.
Yes, he did. That's on me, boys. That's on me. No, do I even have that? Did I get it? Nope. I thought I had a beep button. I don't have it anymore.
But anyway, the question is, can we beat Alabama?
Yes.
The Duke says no.
I think we can beat Alabama.
Let me rephrase that. More raucous than Florida.
Alabama is beatable this year.
You can't go off the past. So, I mean, it's third Saturday in October. Their dicks are going to be just as hard as ours.
Looking at Alabama and what they've had to do to win games and what they've had to do to squeak by teams like Arkansas. And we're not talking about the Arkansas in the 90s. We're talking about the Arkansas right now. That is just garbage.
99 Arkansas. Hey, those bums.
And so, looking what they've had to do, looking what they're struggling with, is Alabama beatable? Yes.
I'm not saying they're not beatable.
Can Tennessee do it? Yes.
No.
Are they going to do it?
No.
That is the
question. You know why? It rhymes with no. His name is Joe.
I pick my picks based off of Dr. Seuss' ability.
I mean, like I said, what rhymes with no is Joe.
Joe no.
And Joe no throw.
Joe no throw. Or Joe throw fall ball very far. Let's hit them. Mississippi State, Arkansas.
Snooze I take Arkansas.
Fest of
they're both 0-3 in the SEC. Or they have 0 wins. Arkansas
zero.
Give me Arkansas. Woo pig suey. I'd score 28-17. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the spread is. I'm not even looking.
Oh, I like that.
This will be our last time on CBS this year.
Yep.
Unless for some godly reason we beat them. And then when Georgia comes to the town, we'll be on CBS again.
Correct.
I'd like to see the stats on which SEC schools played on CBS the most. We have to be second, right? Have to be.
That would be an interesting lookup.
Well, get to Google real quick. You can Google. Google it.
You get to Google. I'm gonna skip the CBS and go to the 3:30 Eastern SEC Network. South Carolina, Missouri.
I still hate Drinkwitz.
I think
he's a smug son of a gun on the interviews.
I think Missouri takes him.
You want me to make a prediction? The next head football coach of the Texas A&M Aggies,
Eli Drinkwitz.
Yes.
Ooh.
Or he leaves the SEC in general, because who wants to coach at Missouri? Let's be real. Who wants to? I mean, who really wants to coach at Missouri? Let's be real.
I really wanted to win here. Well, you know, Billy Bean stayed at the A's.
That's all different, though, because he got paid for how much money he kept in his pocket from the players he didn't have to pay.
So you got Mizzou on the win, don't you?
No, I don't.
Really? You're picking Beamer ball. I thought you said
Missouri could be number one, and I wouldn't pick them. Because it goes off like
your hate factor.
Yeah, and like I said, you never know what you're going to get out of Spencer Rattler.
So he's hitting his All-Star week?
He hasn't hit it yet.
No, puberty awaits.
And Beamer might be on the hot seat.
No.
You don't think so?
That's
the best coach they've had since freaking Steve Spurrier.
They love him.
And Steve Spurrier was in his geriatric days when he coached it. Like Steve Spurrier doesn't even talk about it. Yeah, I coached at Florida. What do you think about that, South Carolina fan?
I've got a field named after me, and I'm known as Mr. Florida. I'm known as Coach in Florida.
I'm the old ball coach,
yeah.
The only reason I coach in South Carolina is so I can get that membership at Augusta National. Thank you very much.
What about that stint you did at South Carolina? Yeah, of course you had to bring that up. Yeah.
Rumors in U.S. South Carolina 35, Missouri 28.
I've got the 38-21 Mizzou. Ole Miss, number 13 Ole Miss, 7 o'clock ESPN Eastern at your favorite place.
Jordan-Hare. On the plains.
Go Tigers, War Eagle. Ole Miss is winning.
So I have a question. I was watching the LSU Auburn game,
and
they showed the Auburn mascot, and I was thinking he couldn't be holding a tiger in his hand because he's also a tiger. But when they showed him, he was holding an alligator, which makes no sense. He was playing LSU.
Makes no sense
unless they were just making fun of Cajun people.
Yeah, Bayou. Yeah.
That just crossed my mind because never understood.
Identity crisis, don't know how to spell a stadium. I mean, you know, or pronounce a stadium.
That's the second group of cults in the SEC is the people in Auburn because they have nothing else down there.
Who go to a hot football game in a suit.
Well, every SEC school does that. No.
I'm talking about fans. I'm talking about student section.
Yes,
student
section. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, SEC schools do that. All of them do it.
Dude.
You've never been to an Ole Miss game. I have.
We're in overalls or no shirts at all. I mean, come on.
I do hate the overalls. I hate them. Well, I mean, we might as well always show up barefooted. Just play to the role. Come on, play to the role. I also hate the guys that paint their beards orange. I'm like, yeah.
They're trying to get on TV. 42-10 Ole Miss.
Sure.
Oh.
I'll ride that.
You like that, do you?
I'll ride that lightning.
Army, LSU.
How much are they getting paid?
Oh, they're...
How does that work, though? Because it's tax dollars, right?
Mm.
Technically.
Yeah. It's a write-off.
Do they still run the triple option? Do they? I mean, did you see that Air Force
40
in the top 25?
45-21 LSU.
LSU is going to be in the 50s, but LSU is going to win. I'm not giving a score. Doesn't matter.
Come on, come on. 52 what?
10. 9. Put me down for 9. Put me down for 9. I forgot my stick. Put me down for 9. 3 field goals. Or.
You weren't on the show last week. I forgot. We didn't get to talk about that Alabama safety.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I'm going to say it's going to be a touchdown, missed extra point, and in a field goal.
And now, last but not least, CBS Game of the Week, 3:30, rolling back to it. Third Saturday.
In October.
In October.
You going to get you a cigar ready just in case?
There's one in the console of my truck.
Is it a wide out?
Ready to go. It's ready to go.
Grape flavored.
Tennessee at Alabama. If Alabama takes a loss, that would put in conference them tied with LSU, FYI.
Who would put Auburn? I mean, not Auburn, Alabama.
Alabama and LSU tied in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because LSU got beat by Florida State, too.
Yes.
But they're not going to take a loss.
That's a rough one to pick.
No, it's not a rough one to pick.
What do you got?
It's probably going to be low scoring, like 28-21 Bama or 28-17 Bama.
I wrote your first one down.
That's fine. I don't give a shit. Excuse me. Pardon me. I don't. Don't matter to me. I'll take whatever. Just give me the Tide, and hope we win, and then I get to be even more excited. But then if we lose, I'm fine. It's called having your cake and eating it too. Even though I'm really sad when we still lose, because I really want us to win. Because I really thought we'd lose to A&M, just because that's just Tennessee doing Tennessee things.
But
tell me what you think.
28-27.
Bama?
Tennessee.
We're going to revenge the Cody blocked punt with Lane Kiffin as the head football coach back in whatever year that was, 2009, whatever.
27. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sitting there in my
head
going,
get just as excited as I did last year, maybe even more.
Yeah. Yeah, because we haven't beat them 2 years in a row.
We haven't beat them back-to-back since 99.
Yeah.
I think it was 99.
Yeah. Somewhere in that.
Nick Saban is 15-1 against the University of Tennessee Volunteers.
Yep.
But we are also the only school that plays Georgia, Florida, and Alabama every year.
Every single year.
And it's every year?
Until next.
And we still play Alabama every year.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with. I'm fine with taking the L.
Give me one. You know, give me one. Don't give me.
Give me Alabama, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt every year, and I'm happy.
Isn't that what we're actually getting?
I don't know. I haven't looked that deep into it, but yeah.
Yeah, that whole, who else? Is it Arkansas the only other team that plays both every year?
Who?
Play Georgia and play Alabama.
Arkansas? I mean Alabama?
Yeah.
Is that Florida or Georgia's out of? No, because Georgia plays Auburn every year, so it can't be that.
Yeah. No, they don't play Georgia this year.
No. Yeah, it's definitely not because Georgia and Auburn play every year. LSU and Florida play every year, and Tennessee and Alabama play every year.
Okay.
Because LSU doesn't have a rival, so they're trying to manufacture one as Florida.
Yeah, let us skip Georgia every once in a while. That'd be nice.
Well, Georgia used to stink in the 90s.
Yeah, they did, but they don't now.
No, they don't now. No. Kirby Smart, maybe he'll go to the NFL. Maybe he'll do what every other great SEC coach has done, is went to the NFL. Steve Spurrier, Nick Saban. They all go, like, they all want to, like, Nick Saban probably wanted out of LSU. Let's be honest.
What they must do for victory. Here's a couple things they cannot do. And I'm looking back at my notes during Saturday's game. Milton looks horrible running the ball. When when he
made that one pretty
he
good.
Had one or two
that option was
but
good.
The option was good, and then the quarterback design play where it was just boom and him gone, but he had a couple of those where he just looks stupid running the ball. Second, Ramel Keaton, get some of that tacky crap on your hands like in Little Giants, for the love of God.
You can't see if I'm putting the whole, like, stick it on his chest and pull it back.
I mean, my man, you sacrificed your body last year in a dive out. Let's catch some passes, especially one that hit our hands and we're wide open.
Helen Keller would have called it.
Oh.
Stevie Wonder. Name list goes on and on.
Heupel is now 1-9 losing at half. Let's not test that again.
Hey, at least we did it. We now know that we can win. We can make adjustments in halftime. Hey, I tell you what. I saw something on Twitter, and I think Jimbo Fisher's an idiot. He comes from the Les Miles school of how to run the clock. I think that I don't know who it was. That is not mine. That's somebody else's. But I'm taking it. He's an idiot. He wears his hat like this too. You ever see him?
Well, they did the
crooked as all get out. It's like he's got the sun in his eyes.
They did that pregame. He was.
Are you doing that during the game too?
His headset messed it up.
How about Colorado blowing that lead?
Oh my gosh! How do you have a 29-0 lead and just?
I ain't talking smack because Colorado's going to be good in a year or two. But when he
gets an offensive line, he's going to be a lot better.
Or defense in general.
The defense played lights out first half. And second half, they said, we forgot how to
tackle.
You
know who else played lights out in the first half? The Germans. World War II. God bless. It's true. Japan too.
Yeah, they did. And then them volunteers mounted up, Bo.
That was the Alamo.
It was. But we've stepped in multiple times.
I mean, if it wasn't for Tennessee, there wouldn't be a Texas A&M.
I say that all the time. I'm like, if it wasn't for Tennessee, Texas would be part of Mexico.
If it also wasn't for Tennessee, there wouldn't be meth in the world.
I don't know about that.
Just saying.
You've been in the hills of Virginia and
I was born on the line, raised on the line. Yes, I have. Everybody knows the state of Virginia does not exist below Roanoke. Everybody knows it. That's a no-go zone.
It seems like
that's where I'm from. It's below Roanoke.
That's the longest drive in the world.
On 81?
To get through.
I tell you what, buddy. I mean, being from Bristol, Tennessee, I spent a lot of time in Bristol, Virginia. But the drive on 81, it's shocking how big the state of Virginia is.
It takes forever, and you better not have a radar detector.
Oh, no, that's how they make their money in them. Smith County, Virginia? Damn. Don't. If any listeners out there going north through Virginia, Smith County, near Withful, if I do remember correctly.
Withful.
You better watch out, because they'll pull you over for doing 70.2.
You're going over the speed limit.
You're speeding, and they want that extra, because they know you ain't going to fight it in court, because you're just passing through. So you just call them up on Monday. Hey, I'd like to pay my ticket. Sure. There's a court cost. Court cost? I'm paying over the phone. So it's just a racketeering scheme.
Credit card fee.
Sure. Yeah. Sure enough.
17%.
Are we still recording?
We are.
We're rambling.
This is the awful communist state
of Virginia.
This is Duke's Corner.
Duke's Mayonnaise, sponsored by Duke's Mayonnaise. Come on
with it.
I made me some pepper cheese tonight with Duke's Mayonnaise. You know what pepper cheese is?
I sampled some of that pepper cheese.
Oh, that's right, you sure did. Instead of pimentos, you put diced jalapenos in.
Man, I tell you what, that was. I came home and told the wife about it. I said, I'm glad that Duke made me up some of that.
I just made me a big. I made me 2 pounds of it tonight to take it to work for the boys tomorrow. Call me Betty Crocker.
Betty the new Crocker. Mm-hmm. Balls fans.
In today's world, it's good. I can be whatever I want to be.
You can be what you choose what you want.
I want to be the pink Power Ranger.
Oh, God bless.
That was the hot one, if I remember correctly.
Love the victory. Start praying for one this Saturday. I'm going to need the prayers.
Maybe God will be a Tennessee fan this Sunday. There you go. I think he's got bigger things.
But in the meantime, while you're saying your prayer, seriously, let's not waste them on football, and let's kick them in there for old Israel.
Screw them guys.
Go Vols.
Big Orange, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Vols fans, let's be honest. Do you really trust where the meat comes from at your local grocery store? With all the fillers and preservatives out there and their unknown long-term issues, why not take a little stress off of your grocery list? More and more people are going back to the farmers for their local eggs, vegetables, fruits, honey. Teague Premium Beef offers a local solution to a nationwide problem. Simply visit bellbucklebeef.com to select your cuts and choose the processor nearest you. Teague Premium Beef will deliver grass-fed, grain-finished beef to that processor. Why take chances on the unknown? Choose local. Choose Teague Premium Beef.